Okay, Tes Zayin Kislev, we're going from Simen Chav Ches Halacha Yud Aleph all the way to Simen Chav Tes Halacha Gimel. So here we go. The first halacha the kids teaches us is that you're not allowed to buy Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs from non-Jews. You know, sometimes you go in the shuk and you see, I once had this when I was in Morocco, and we saw actual Sifrei Torah, something like that. You're not allowed to buy for more than the actual value of a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. According to the Kitzer, you're not even allowed to add a little bit. From the Balatanya I saw, you could add a little bit. And the other place can say the same thing. But either way, the point is, so you don't encourage them because they'll know this is a great profitable thing to do, steal from Jews. But the actual value itself, that you have to try to convince them. You're obligated to try to get it out of them, even if it's something that's going to end up being in Geniza. And if the non-Jew still insists on asking for more than the price or too much exorbitant price, so then we say goodbye. And not only that, you have to be careful that you shouldn't ask too cheap either, because you could get angry and then throw it in a place where it's totally disrespected and destroyed. If a Sefer Torah Aleinu falls from one's hand, even if it's in its naltik, that means it's covered, the halacha is, one has to fast. Now, this is a very, very interesting topic. It's actually a Magen Avraham, I forget who he calls it. Now, Moshe Feinstein, the Chazal Tivach, has a long tshuva to explain why really is lacking of somewhat of a source to this, but the Maaseh, that is the minig. And therefore, the person should fast. The minig is that even those that saw the Sefer Torah on the floor should also fast. I think the minig today is to do one day of fasting, but the ikkah is to make sure that it's safe, that in the actual oven, it's safe, meaning to say that sometimes it's overloaded, and I actually saw that happen, where there's simply not enough space. There's a beautiful Ben Ish Chai discusses who's really responsible, what happens if someone put it away, but didn't put it away properly, and then it falls. So really, the person didn't put it away properly, he's the one actually that's more at fault. But at the end of the day, this is the minig, and this is what the kids teaches us. Next, you're not allowed to write a pasuk without siltut. What exactly is siltut? Siltut means that you're etching lines in order to write properly. Now, this Be'ikar Adin is for Sefer Torah Mezuzahs, Tefillin, also Lechatchila, that's a minig. But interestingly enough, it's the Mefarshim don't explain enough here, but I think this halacha really applies even three words of a pasuk. Stam to write with Ksav Ashuris, that means regular letters on the Sefer Torah, now let it write without a siltut. Again, etching makes it that you're going to write in a much more beautiful way, and I guess that this doesn't disrespect the writing. You're not allowed to write even divrei chol, like regular mundane discussions, if you're using the ksav ashuris, which again is the special letterings. So that's why we have what's called the Rashi script or whatever it is that we use in order not to have this problem. So you write a letter to someone, you don't write ksav ashuris. There's something special about it. Now, Siman Chavtetz is really based all on the Rambam. Fascinating discussion of human characteristics and how to make sure that we are working on ourselves to be the best Jews possible, the best human beings possible. So here it goes. The Kitzur teaches us, again, based on the Rambam, basically what that means is that there's many different types of character traits that people have, and their nature is different. The word de'a itself is a fascinating word. And he explains there are people that are get angry very quickly. They're always angry. And then there are people that are very miyushav. There are people that mamish once in a 10 years they get angry. There are people that are gvad lev, that means they're haughty, extremely haughty. And there are people that are shval ruach, which means they're naturally very humble. There are people that are balei taiva. They have a great, they're overindulgent. Balei taiva, they have tremendous taiva, and they barely ever get satiated. There are people that are pure heart. There are people that are not going to desire only very few things that their body needs. There are people that have what's called nefesh rechava, which means that no matter how much money that they have, there will never be enough. And it's based on the pasuk of kesef leis by kesef. There are people that mamish restrict themselves, and they're happy with even with what is not enough for them, a meager amount. And they won't even run after to get even with the necessities. There are people that are actually misaget themselves, which means they afflict themselves with hunger. There are people that accumulate earnings. And what they eat, they also eat betzal in pain because they're so restrictive. There are people that totally are free with their money. All these midos and deos, that's what we call traits and characteristics, like being frivolous and solemn. Or these are contrasts, stingy and generous. Some people are cruel and some people are kind-hearted. Some people are timid and courageous or courageous. So what is the path that a person is supposed to take? Zokt li hele kitzur shchonah b'shem Rambam. Haderech hatov v'yasha, of course, is what's called to go b'derech haemtzai, to accustom yourself to follow the middle path. And therefore, a person should not be misai. Here's the rule. A person should not desire dvom shagutza, ela dvom shagutza, only things that the body really needs. Something that a person totally is extra, really, a person should try to train themselves not to have, as the pasuk says, tzadikos oyechelos, l'shevin avsher. A righteous person eats to satisfy his soul. This is such an amazing, calming path to reach. Obviously, it takes a lot of work. Person also should not be too busy with his business activities, only to get what he really needs in the current existence that he has. This is based on the pasuk Tov Me'atla Tzadik. And a person should not be too much tight-fisted, and a person should also not scatter his money either. Rather, he should give according to his means. This is such an important lesson. And he should lend to people if they need. A person should not be too frivolous and lightheaded. A person should not be too sad and depressed either. Rather, sameach kol yamav, happy all his life, and he should be benachas, with pleasantness, b'seva panim yafis. And this applies to all midos, that a person should look for the middle road, and that's called achacham. You're called a wise person. There are two exceptions. The first exception we learn is gaiva. Arrogance is extremely bad trait, and therefore a person should not be noik even a little bit, which is interesting because there's a concept of shmini. He doesn't mention this here, but the idea is to accustom yourself to be a shval ruach, humble in spirit. You know, there's a whole shel kniya. I once asked a gadol, what's the difference between kniya and anava? If anyone could tell me the answer to that, I'd be appreciative of that, because I don't have such kniya. But the idea is these are synonyms of being, having humility, being humble in spirit. That's what the Mishnah says, Mod Meshvel Ruach, be very humble in spirit. Now, the real question is, which the kid supposes, okay, it's very nice, but how do you get there? So he says the following, Ech Targ Des Atzmach Aliyos Anu Meshvel Ruach, amazing. He says, all your words should be benachas, calmly, speak calmly. Hoish Chakof, if your head should be bowed. Einech Yabitu Lamata, which means your eyes really should be looking down, V'lip Chalamal, but your heart should be above. This is actually also brought down in Hilchas Tefillah, if you recall. Every person that's in front of you, that you're interacting with should be more chashev than you and more and greater than you. How is that possible? If a person is a Talmud Chacham, well, you have to honor him because he's a Talmud Chacham. If he's wealthier than you, you have to honor him because we find that Rebbe was Mechaba de Ashir. And you should think, oh, Hashem must have given him more wealth because he is more deserving. If a person is smaller than you in wisdom or wealth, think that you're a greater tzaddik and therefore there's more responsibility, and if you commit a sin, it's more serious than if a person is smaller than you and less wealthy than you. He's considered a shogeg and an onus, which means the circumstances beyond his control. If you think this way, you will not. It'll be impossible for you to become arrogant, and it will be good for you. Amazing guidance from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.